Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com as we launch here into another week of fun and excitement. As always, a lot to talk about. Of course, your calls are the primary element if you make them. But let's see. To start things out here tonight, Gardner, do you have a story about ER doctors? Something you can tell
us
about?
Yes, indeed, Ian. And,
I know I didn't ask you to have that right ready in front of the show. But
yes, George Clooney is not involved, and unfortunately no NBC stars are in this story. This is a story that I found a few days ago, and I know you guys caught glimpses of it too, and maybe some folks in the audience found this. I posted it over at the Liberty Conspiracy site because I thought it was quite amazing. There was a recent study that was a study conducted of emergency room doctors, and these emergency room doctors, over 90% said that they believe that police use too much force when they are apprehending criminals.
Now, these are guys that are in a unique position to have something to say about this. I mean, they experience the results of police abuse on a regular basis.
Now,
yes.
Is this, hold on, is are we talking about a blanket statement like police use too much force when apprehending suspects, or are they making a statement like, we have seen cases where police have used too much force?
Very good question. And I had a couple other questions myself, which, of course, you say to yourself, well, these guys aren't seeing the people that the police apprehend who aren't injured. But here's the story. It comes from Reuters from New York. And it says, in a survey of a random sample of U.S. emergency room physicians, virtually all said they believe that law enforcement officers use excessive force to arrest and detain suspects. The sample included 315 respondents. While 99.8% believed excessive force is used, almost as many, 97.8%, reported that they had managed cases that they suspected or that the patient stated had involved excessive force by law enforcement officers. Nearly two-thirds, 65.3%, estimated that they had treated two or more cases of suspected excessive use of force per year among their patients, according to a report of a survey published in the January 2009 issue of the Emergency Medicine Journal.
So some cases, probably more than we'd like to see, some cases, police use too much force.
And they're corroborating what the victims are saying, so that the people that are actually the victims of the abuse have, many of them have reported it to the ER doctors, and they have said, these people are telling the truth.
And you know what's interesting? They have the feedback loop between those people and the doctors, but interestingly enough, later in the article, they say a large majority, 96.5%, reported that they had no departmental policies on reporting their suspicions, or they did not know of a policy to guide their actions, and 93.7% said that they had received no education or training in dealing with these issues to actually communicate with the police about it.
So they didn't know what to do. So they saw, they can see the abuse, they know it's happening, but they don't feel as though there's some sort of outlet that they're aware of as far as what they can do professionally to report this.
Yeah.
And from what we've seen, from the people over at the Police Complaint Center, which is a great organization, by the way. We don't really talk about them very often because I don't really – obviously don't get – or I actually do not get updates from them too often. But the Police Complaint Center, great organization that does undercover work trying to kind of bust the cops, sort of similar to the people over at Cop Busters, but
yeah,
a little different. Anyway, you have to look into them for more details on what they do. But one of the things that they did so effectively was there was some – TV stations that essentially, usually they get hired by local organizations that they'll come in and they'll investigate those police departments in those areas that are under suspicion. And in this case, it was South Florida, where they went from department to department. One of their undercover investigators with undercover cameras, audio recording, went into the departments and simply asked them what was the process to file a complaint.
Oh, wow.
And so they asked for a complaint form?
They asked for a complaint form.
Okay.
And you would be shocked to find out how many of these police departments did not have any complaint form whatsoever. Of the departments that did have a complaint form, they did not want to allow, many of them did not want to allow the complaint form to leave the department's property.
Wow.
So this individual would go in and ask for a complaint form, and in most cases would essentially be harassed by the cops that were on duty for asking about a complaint
if
form.
If you didn't get to take the complaint form away, then you couldn't get a copy of it, likely. I mean, doesn't that make sense?
If you didn't get,
if you weren't able to take it away from the premises, that you would likely not be able to get a copy. I suppose you could ask the police officers, may I have a photocopy of this before I depart? But I would think that would be the biggest. For one, I would like to take a complaint form home and compose it rather than sitting there quickly scrawling out what my problem is.
Under the watchful eye of some cop who is, you know, a good chance he's friends with the cop you're complaining about.
You know, I don't want to get inflammatory, but as you know, as I drive over to your humble abode here, your wonderful estate and your studios, what gets me is I pass by where they're building that new correctional facility, the detention center, and I thought
they're just locking too many drug addicts.
Yeah,
up,
exactly.
So they need a new one.
Yeah, precisely. I feel like Kirk, Captain Kirk. That's right, Spock. You're absolutely right. but I, you know, I'm responding so quickly because I'm thinking to myself, I wonder what the people in Germany thought in the late 1920s, going towards the 1930s, as more buildings were set up for the bureaucracy, more things were arranged for apprehension and detention, and I wonder how they thought about the police. You know, when I was younger, I didn't think this way too much about the police until I got pulled over for not having my bicycle registered in my own town. I was on a bicycle, and I was 12.
I think you're right. A lot of people don't really think too much about it. I mean, when I've called the local talk show, or at one point I talked to a local politician about the marijuana issue, just marijuana, they didn't believe that people were arrested for this.
They didn't believe they were in jail for
it. That's amazing.
Arresting tends to usually end up with people in jail, but they did not believe that people were being having their freedom taken away from them based on marijuana possession charges.
I think they didn't even believe that was true. I think prima facie evidence is in front of us that tells us that, that there is a police state that is growing, whether it's on the southern border and you're getting people apprehended and pulled aside for no reason other than that they won't show the proper identification as a U.S. citizen, or if you've got people just engaged in consensual behavior like selling drugs or prostitution or something like that, gambling. We've got people who operate underground bingo in the state of New Hampshire now because the regulations are so onerous on operating bingo. These types of things, we're definitely building and accruing a layer of tarnish that's getting heavier and heavier and heavier and more burdensome on the average man. And I think more and more people are starting to think about the police officers as no longer their friendly neighborhood police officers, as many of these guys are okay guys.
They are,
you know?
Yeah, sure.
But their initial reaction is stay away. Don't mess with them because you're going to get screwed up. And if you resist, you could end up in the emergency room because they'll strong arm you and pull your arms out of your sockets.
And if you have a problem and you see something that's wrong, because most people are oblivious to it, I think, or they don't want to see it. But those who are aware of it are frightened to do anything about it. And so that's what the case is with the ER doctors. Yeah, they're just completely uninformed, and they don't know what they can do about it. And that's where I was going when I was pointing out that these the police complaint center, undercover officer or one of their investigators, showed beyond a shadow of a doubt that these police departments do not have a process, most of them. They don't want you to complain, or they want to intimidate you when you come in to file the complaint. So, I mean, even if an ER doctor did know that he knew that if he was aware that he could file a complaint, he's never done that before, and it is, in many cases, a very intimidating process.
Yeah.
So how likely is that to actually occur?
And if what would happen, you guys, if there were a study that were done of emergency room doctors near Orlando, Florida, and they reported that clearly the security people at Disney World and at SeaWorld and Busch Gardens were much, much too rough. They used violent force on the people who were causing problems at their places as they pulled them away.
It'd be an outrage. It'd be international news.
Absolutely. And immediately the police force would be checked by replacement of another privately funded free enterprise security system.
Right. Here with this system, if you actually do manage to file a complaint, good luck getting them to do anything about it. Usually a complaint results in the police looking at themselves and saying, well, looks like we did everything by the book. No problems here. Let's move along. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you tired of the high cost of home energy bills? Millennium Technologies has an answer that every listener to this station needs to hear. An Australian inventor has developed a generator that is powered by the energy of magnets. And through this technology, the ability to power a typical home with this generator has arrived. This high-tech generator harnesses the power of permanent magnets and requires no fossil fuel to produce electrical power. Visit agreeneralternative.com to learn how you can qualify to have a similar, larger, more advanced unit installed in your home by Millennium Technologies with no cost to you ever. As a promotional offer, a limited number of units will be available at no cost to kick off our program. To learn more and see a 5-minute independent TV news story on this revolutionary new device, please visit us online at agreeneralternative.com. That's agreeneralternative.com. Or call 815-648-4400. That's 815-648-4400.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever you want. It's the point of the show. And you can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got live streams there, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you. If you go to listen.freetalklive.com, that's listen.freetalklive.com, plus want to invite you to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. If you're about sick and tired of the police state nonsense that we've been talking about here, I believe that there is a solution out there, and it's not going to the department and filing an official complaint form. It's getting together with other activists of like mind, all concentrating in the same geographic location. And that's what the Free State Project is about. It's about bringing liberty-loving people all together to the same place and then seeing what they do, seeing what neat activism they come up with that they wouldn't have been able to do prior to getting together because there just simply weren't enough people where they were. And the Free State Project has brilliantly managed to move hundreds of people so far to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. More are coming, more are considering coming, and a lot of those people, all of the above, those considering, those who are already here, etc., will all be converging in Nashua, New Hampshire, early March. I believe it's the 5th through the 8th at the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel for the New Hampshire 2009 Liberty Forum. It's a great event. We've been there the last couple of years. We'll be there again this year broadcasting live. Gardner, I expect to see you there.
Indeed.
All kinds of great people are there. Many of the activists you hear calling this show, you'll get to meet in person. And in addition to that,
You get to meet
some Liberty celebrities, people like Glenn Jacobs, WWE's Kane, Dr. Mary Ruart, David Nolan, David Berglund, Richard Heller, so many names, and I can't go through them all. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get more details, get signed up, use our discount code to save yourself 10%. That's 2009FTL, and come on out and join us for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
It's just such a blast, man. It's so easy to get there. I hope people, they got to come. And I hope when they come, they say, yeah, we heard you talking about it, so we get inspired.
So I think that we're seeing some amazing changes, and more is going to come as more people get together, and it is making a difference. And I can tell you one thing. The police here in New Hampshire are just not as bad as the rest of what I've experienced, at least down in Florida. They're not as bad as the cops down in Florida, and I don't imagine they're as bad as many of them in New York and California.
Interesting.
I personally haven't experienced bad cops, at least on the streets. I suppose I've experienced them in prison, and those are law enforcement officers, however.
You mean here in New Hampshire or on the streets, period?
Period.
Gotcha.
I would say that New Hampshire cops are no better or worse than what I've seen. But I have seen some indications that the departments here take a harder line against police abuses than other places do. For instance, here in New Hampshire entirely, there's a sort of review board for police officers and police departments and things like that. They didn't have one of those in Florida. Here in Keene, I believe that they have they require all their cops to have college diplomas or college degrees and that kind of thing. To me, that means that you're going to draw a higher caliber of individual. But you had mentioned concentration in one area as a way to combat police abuses by liberty individuals.
Yes.
And today I was on the, I think it was the Free Talk Live BBS, there's a couple of forums out there with Bureaucrash and Bureaucrash Social.com.
No, that's not their website. It's Bureaucrash.com.
Bureaucrash.com, and then you can get through to Bureaucrash Social from there?
That's correct.
Okay. So I go on a couple of forums. I had been talking to this guy sort of online. He had called into the show at one point. His name is Liberty Pyle, and he had suggested that concentration wasn't the way to go, that in fact education was the way to go. And I'd sort of been mulling this statement over. Isn't education really another form of concentration?
Well, it's a false choice. I mean, if you want to effectively educate people, you'll do it better if you have high concentration.
I would concur with that. However, if you were Jesus, you're the Liberty Jesus, and you're able to convert masses, you're still concentrating them. It doesn't matter whether you educate them or
your goal is concentration, right?
Right.
Yeah, it depends on the effect of that concentration. It could be a false dichotomy. It could be something where they are not complementary, but I think in many cases, getting the concentration draws attention and allows you to educate more efficiently.
Exactly. I gave the example in one of those discussions of, well, have you ever been at an outreach table as an activist all by yourself? Let's say you're at an event like a county fair, so a big general audience event where all kinds of people are there, and you're in the rows of the other vendor tables, and you're set up and you're all by yourself, and you're trying to do liberty outreach to people. Well, I mean, the fact is, even if you're an outgoing pitchman, as I tend to be, you're going to have a tough time drawing people over at some point. I mean, sometimes you're going to get people over, but other times people are just going to pass you by, and they're going to continue on with their way.
My personality, when I go to these things, and it's contrary to even going, but I like to go through these events and take a look at the tables, but I almost always will pass by somebody who's trying to lure me in. And I think it's some kind of fear of being snookered.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but I look at them and say, no thanks, and I just keep going. And it's kind of the way I was taught. You know, when somebody comes up and asks you, no thanks, I'm just looking, and off you go. Other people will talk to you. It depends on the personality type.
But my point was going to be that if you're all by yourself, you'll have a certain level of success. If you have a second person behind the table with you, I believe your success chances will be higher that you'll get someone over to talk to you, because then you're not just the lone crazy at the table. You're there with somebody else, and having that second person gives you some level of extra legitimacy. But it's even better if someone is talking to you on the other side of the table. So if you've got two people behind the table, one person in front of the table, and they're, you know, taking a world's smallest political quiz or looking at something or engaging in a discussion with you, that's even better, because then the person walking by says, oh, there's something to this. Somebody else has shown an interest. Yeah. And if there's a group of people in front of the table, if there are two or more people gathered around the table, you've got a party. People want to know what's going on there.
Yeah.
So that's my point, is that, yes, concentration does make a difference, because concentration shows popularity.
Right.
And popularity says to people, hey, this is okay.
It greases
the gears. There have been people who have gone before have said, yes, this is okay, and it's okay for you to take your time out to look at this. So it makes a huge difference having people on your side and doing this activism, not just from an outreach perspective, but also from a protection perspective. Go ahead and try standing out in front of the courthouse and handing out FIJA brochures, Fully Informed Jury Association brochures, all by yourself, and then try it with five people, and you tell me you won't get different results in both of those cases.
Yeah. Well, I can totally agree. My point is that both education and the migration technique, which is what Free Talk Live the Free State Project would be about, is both of these techniques are a form of concentration. So to me, it seems, it seems like an easier idea to get people to move than it does to educate people, especially one person in an area attempting to do
that.
Well,
we have to educate people.
But I agree.
Right.
And education's been something we've been trying in a spread out sort of system for the last couple hundred years, ever since the United States was founded on the ideas of liberty and has moved away from them. So education, to me, is failing. Now, one would say that migrations have been tried on a couple of occasions, and they have failed too, and I would not disagree with that. I think now that with the advent of the internet that we're going to have a better chance of that. One might make the argument that education with the internet will have a better chance too. Great! Let's use it in one strategic area.
I agree with you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to cross the pond here next. Hopefully, we'll talk to somebody there and take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray. The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free on the site, so enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we talk about a lot about freedom and liberty. My first exposure to the concepts of liberty came from superhero comic books when I was a kid. Right now, Free Talk Live listeners can get an autographed set of Freedom Force comic books for only $10, shipping included. You can check out the child-friendly superhero adventures of Minuteman and Liberty Lad and the rest of the Freedom Force team at comics.thundergodexpress.com. That's comics.thundergodexpress.com. And the first 10 orders right now mentioning Free Talk Live will get a free random bonus comic included in their order. That's comics.thundergodexpress.com.
We go across the pond to your phone calls. Ben, starting things out in the UK. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ben.
Hey.
Ben.
Hi. Firstly, I'd like to point out something funny I noticed in the last episode, which was one of your calls was suggesting .ac for adult content. I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but over here in the UK, .ac.uk is for universities and academia, so I imagine there would be quite a bit of confusion there.
Right, he was talking about change. We were talking about online censorship, and he was talking. Just to bring our listeners up to speed, he was suggesting that instead of .com for porn sites, they could have a very special porn extension like .ac for adult content. I said that I thought there was some sort of .xxx, but then somebody in the chat room suggested that that was rejected, that never came about. But the reality of the situation is there are already thousands upon thousands of porn sites that are .coms, and so they've established themselves in that particular particular domain and getting them to change over to .ac would be quite an undertaking.
Mm. Yeah. Now I hear over at the UK, you know, they've been talking about trying to censor things for content. Sort of Mary Whitehouse's ghost is coming back. She's very happy about this sort of thing.
They want ratings too. Ratings.
She's laughing in hell right now. Yeah, they want ratings and so on. What's your take on all that over in Great Britain,
Ben?
I think it's just stupid, really. I mean, especially the internet, it's just futile. There's no way you can even do it,
and
let alone counting all the damage you're going to do trying.
Doesn't it strike you as unbelievable? I used to have these conversations in college in my communications classes with these stupid, you know, naive teacher's assistants who'd be sitting there and they'd talk to you about how violent television needs to be regulated and so on. Isn't it amazing that they just don't trust people to be able to make decisions for themselves or for their children? And they buy into this idea that everyone can somehow be brainwashed into becoming violent ne'er-do-wells, or
by
that they're all going to become rapists. Or
by watching
like
a violent
that.
Movie or something.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing to me? I mean, I remember seeing it when I mentioned Mary Whitehouse and Doctor Who. They didn't want Doctor Who to be shown as drowning in a particular episode. And so they had to edit it because of all these old sticks in the mud. It's ridiculous.
You know, I think it's kind of interesting. I can't remember exactly. Somebody I was talking to relatively recently said that a friend of theirs was unable to watch Warner Brothers cartoons when they were kids because their parents wouldn't let them because they were violent, as though they were going to drop an anvil on someone's head,
yeah.
I assume. And it turned out that this person ended up as a cop. Now, I'm not saying cops are bad or anything like that. I'm only saying that isn't it interesting that they ended up in what could certainly be considered a violent career, and they weren't allowed to watch violent, cartoons when they were a kid.
It's very interesting. Ben, any other thoughts for us?
I just to change the topic completely, there was a point I wanted to raise about the whole evolution debate. I mean,
okay.
And I'm a Christian myself, but I'm also a scientist. I accept evolution because that's where all the scientific evidence is. And if people want to believe that the Earth was created 6,000 years ago, they can believe that, but there is no science, really, for intelligent design. And a point I wanted to make is the intelligent designers keep on coming up with this line, there's no way this complexity could arise out of natural selection, out of mutations. If it was just that, we'd have chaos. Now, isn't that exactly what the statists are saying? We can't have anarchy. Anarchy would be chaos. The free market would just collapse.
You know, it's interesting you should bring
evolution.
That up, Ben. Sorry to interrupt, but when I was over at Star Trek Voyager, I wrote up a story idea, and in the beginning of it, I had an opening segment that said evolutionary biologists and economists had finally come at a certain point in the 21st century to agree that that open-ended chaotic systems tended, if they had an incentive for self-protection and self-reproduction, tended to form some sort of voluntary evolving order. Exactly,
yeah.
Spontaneous order. And, there's been people from Richard Dawkins, a spontaneous order. He's sort of tied along on that side, although he's more on the left-wing side. And I don't know where he stands economically, but I believe he does. And it's very interesting. I think you could definitely draw that correlation. I just wanted to bring up one thing about the 6,000-year thing. One of the more creative and I think almost more plausible approaches to that idea that the Earth was created 6,000 years ago is I saw an astrophysicist discussing the Bible's time concept, the linear concept of time in the Bible. And basically what he was saying was that because of the expansion rate of the universe at the time of the Big Bang, you measure years differently in the Bible than you do on Earth. They're not Earth years. They're years measured based on the expansion of the universe. I can't really explain it now, but he had this whole thing all worked out.
Well, some people say time is speeding up. I mean, some people have said that, that essentially, even though it's not really speeding up by our watches, there's more getting done in the same amount of time today than there would have been 100 years ago. So it's an interesting
fascinating.
That's an interesting line to draw between the two, I would say.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben.
I agree with that one. Because, I mean, in Genesis, it is talking about a day for this, a day for that, but there's this quote somewhere in Christianity, I'm not sure if it's in the Bible, but a day in the eyes of our Lord is 1,000 years.
Right. And that's exactly the way this guy took it. Yeah, sorry.
And the idea of day can just be metaphorical. And if you look at Genesis, the way the earth's created, first it's the heavens, you know, light, stars, and then it's the earth itself, and then it's animals, stuff in the sea first, then stuff on land, and then humans. And that is more or less the order it actually happens. And my personal theory, as someone who is a scientist and believes in God, is that the reason the creation myth the way it is because it's simplified for the people at that time. Because if God came down trying to explain modern day science to people several thousand years ago, they just wouldn't accept it.
Well, thank you, Ben, for the call.
Ben, before you go, I have a question. You're saying the Bible may not be literally true, just to, you know, that there's some good stories in there that one might be able to use allegorically in one's life. Do you believe in the Godhead of, the Godhood of Jesus Christ? Do you think that he performed miracles on earth, that he turned water into wine, walk on water, rise from the dead, that kind of thing?
That's the trickiest one. For me, really. I mean, I don't really take a stance either way on that, because although I've been brought up a Christian, I'm kind of more just generally believe there's a force out there, and I just don't know whether Jesus was actually the
That's
Son of God
answer.
Or whether it's just another story.
Same here.
Very good. Thank you, Ben, for the call. Appreciate the discussion. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever it is that you want. Coming up, looks like the mileage tax is back on the radar. People in Oregon will tell you what that's all about here in moments. If you have not heard this one, they're moving towards it, and we'll explain what that means here in moments. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can buy virtually anything that you need to buy at Amazon. They have 41 categories in which you can shop, and even used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks off their already low regular prices, go used and save a little more and feel good, because whatever it is you buy, Free Talk Live gets a percentage. If you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, again, that is amazon.freetalklive.com. Plus, the authors of the Quick and Dirty Guide to War talk about current and future conflicts around the world, and Joseph Simone discusses real-world knife fighting, all at paladinpodcast.com. Paladinpodcast.com is a service of Paladin Press. You can browse over 900 books and DVDs on topics such as personal and financial freedom, Second Amendment issues, military history, self-defense, and more. Remember, that's paladinpodcast.com. So, it's actually been a little while since we've seen one of these stories about the mileage tax, but it's back. And it's back in the place that I think we were last talking about it being introduced. It was either Washington or Oregon. One of those two was looking at this pretty closely. And this story is about Oregon. Story from DemocratHerald.com or DHOnline.com. A year ago, the Oregon Department of Transportation announced it had demonstrated that a new way to pay for roads via a mileage tax and satellite technology could work.
Great combination.
Now Governor Ted Kulongoski said he'd like the legislature to take the next step. As part of a transportation-related bill he's filed for the 2009 legislative session, the governor says he plans to recommend a path to transition away from the gas tax as the central funding source for transportation. What that means is explained on the governor's website. According to it, as Oregonians drive less and demand more fuel-efficient vehicles, it's increasingly important that the state find a new way, other than a gas tax, to finance our transportation system. Now notice, they aren't saying they're going to get rid of the gas tax. They're saying that they want this to be the new central funding source. So we're going to transition away from the gas tax into this new mileage tax, so that way they can tax your gas and they can track your car and tax your mileage.
And by the way, Ian, can I just point it out as a semi-grammarian that when these guys put that term, we're going to transition away.
Yes.
Transition's a noun.
Can you use it as a gerund?
It's a noun.
Transition's
not a verb? No, you can't transition. You can make a transition, but you can't transition.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
So I just, you know... I mean, you know, I think the gates fell when people started using more importantly as an adverb, and there's no such thing as more importantly. Anyway, right. I'm sorry, but it just drives me up the wall.
It sounds like that stick is wedged really tightly up there.
I am glad we have Gardner on the show. It makes us sound smarter.
When I hear reporters write like that or politicians speak like that, I say, you know what? Stop. You're driving the stakes in my head.
It's the dumbing down of America.
It's true.
They just don't know better.
But anyway,
well,
I like that
kind of stuff, Mark. I like it when Gardner corrects people's grammar because it helps me learn things.
Yeah, well, my grammar's wicked bad, so.
And people like it when I make funny jokes.
Yes, he's good.
All right.
So here's the story here. According to the policies the governor has outlined, Governor Kulongoski proposes to continue the work of the special task force that came up with and tested the idea of a mileage tax to replace the gas tax. He wants the task force to partner with auto manufacturers to refine technology that would enable Oregonians to pay for the transportation system based on how many miles they drive. I love that. They're just going to partner up with the manufacturers. I'm sure the manufacturers are just going to be absolutely happy to partner with the state in this particular endeavor.
I got to bring it up again. Partnering. What are they doing partnering? You can be a partner, but you don't partner.
Now, isn't it possible, Gardner, I mean, to defend these people for a moment, isn't it possible that in the English language, words, meanings can change?
They can change.
Google
can change.
Is now a verb.
You can. It's true. It's true. That's one of the amazingly wonderful things about the English language is it's wicked malleable.
Mm-hmm. All that said, it's very annoying when people pepper their sentences with the word like.
All I can think of is the governor of New Hampshire going, we're partnering together. We came together across the aisle to partner for our wellness. Like, what the heck? Shut up.
Well, at least he didn't say, we're going to, like, partner with the totally auto manufacturers to, like, refine technology that would, like, enable Oregonians to, like, pay for the transportation system based on, like, how many miles they actually drive.
Yeah, Ian, here I am, you know, the world is coming asunder with a totalitarian regime that will even monitor you through satellite over where you're driving and put little things on you. And, you know, and I'm out there
complaining about grammar.
As the world is on flame around me, I sit there and say, no, the world has been set aflame.
here's the rest of the story. So the governor's committed to ensuring that rural Oregon is not adversely affected and that privacy concerns are addressed. I'm not sure how exactly that's going to work, because they're going to tax you on your mileage.
Because we said so.
When the tax...
this will be private. Don't worry. Shut up.
The task
Give
force
us your money.
Study and tests were the news back in 2006 and 2007, which is probably the last time we talked about this. Critics worried that the technology could be used to track where vehicles go.
That's what it's going to be used for.
Not just how far they travel, and this information would somehow be stored by the government. According to the DOT, they tried to assure the public that tracking people's lives or tracking people's travels was not in the plans. The final report came out in 2007, November. It was largely based on a field test in which about 300 motorists and two service stations took part. It was a 10-month-long test. A GPS-based system kept track of the in-state mileage driven by the volunteers. When they bought fuel, a device in their vehicles was read, and they paid 1.2 cents per mile and got a refund of state gas tax of 24 cents per gallon. Final report detailed the technical aspects of the program, also addressed the issue of privacy. So at this point, what they're saying is that they are not storing travel location points within the vehicle or transmitting them elsewhere. They're simply tracking the mileage used on the cars at this point. That doesn't mean that it won't expand out. That doesn't mean that whatever the devices are don't have that capability or couldn't be upgraded to have that capability. So beware.
And what about the little minor technical problems of, let's say you work on a college campus that's private and you're driving a car back and forth and you're using gas? What if you're, say, working at a place like Fidelity in Merrimack, New Hampshire, which has a large campus, and you're on private property going on their little roads? Is it measured that way too?
So what you're saying is that in that case, if you're driving around a lot on private property, when they check your vehicle to assess the tax, you have not been using their roads.
No, absolutely right. What if you have a long driveway? a quarter-mile driveway. That adds up over the weeks.
Well, they would still point out, Gardner, that you're still filling up at the gas pump today anyway, and you're paying for gas. If I go and I buy gas for my lawnmower, I'm not using that on the roads either, and I'm
understood.
Paying the tax.
So they pointed out that they have two imperfect gas.
Yes.
You know.
So one excuses
the
other.
Well, that's usually good enough. I mean, tyranny in the past is usually used as an excuse.
I hear that
for
all the time.
In the future.
I hear that all the time, man. You know.
It's something that the conservatives will say when you when you throw up the Constitution in their face, thinking that might have an effect on them. They'll say, "Well, they've been taxing this since the 1960s, so it doesn't matter. We can have these new taxes."
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, FDR put the Japanese in prisons.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So now we should do it to Muslims.
And they did it with the government census records. So the fact is, the government, you're giving the government more information here.
Yep.
Can't you just see the police saying, we need to be able to track vehicles? And you've already got a tracking device in these vehicles. This is a capability that we need.
Let's go to that's kind of a jump, though, Mark. I mean, it's a longer jump than this one. Here's one for you. Instead of going all the way to full-on tracking, what they could do is they could say, well, Mark, based on where you live here in town and based on the location of your job, we have determined that you have no more need to drive any more than 30 miles per week or whatever the carbon credit or mileage allotment might be. And it seems here that you've gone over your limit. So now you're going to have to pay double on the overage checks. So they could very easily manipulate the program to be even more invasive into one's own life and what one is free to do with one's car without actually tracking your location.
I was just looking up some information on the rationing in World War II in Great Britain, and I'm working on a story that's based in
no more butter for you.
Well, that imagine if we get into a situation as citizens or residents in the United States, if they were to have some dramatic, dangerous thing like a war that was actually a declared war or some terrorist attack, if things got really, really bad, they could do just what you're saying. They could say, well, we've got to ration your movement, and you can only get a certain amount of gas.
Especially with a system like this
in
place.
Forget a war. What about something that happened like earlier this year where gas got up to $4.50? Some places it probably got up to $5. I couldn't tell you. But if they had this capability, they'd be able to say, holy crap, we need to cut down on driving and that kind of thing. Rather than letting economics handle it.
I think people listening to us here, they might get the idea that we believe in individual freedom and we don't like these government people telling our neighbors what to do. That could be dangerous.
Radicals. All right. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. You bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Right now.